You know, you just heard Don Coscarelli talk about how influential Phantasm was, and that got us thinking about the films that really scared us. So we thought we'd have a beta roundtable to talk about it. I want to welcome J. Carlisle Larson back into the studio. Great job with the Ginny Hogan interview, JCL.
Thank you, Doug.
Also, technical director Steve Gotcher joins us.
Hello.
Hi, Steve. JCL, let's start with you. What is the scariest horror movie you've ever seen?
So this is not a horror film, but it scared the crap out of me. And I think some of it could have been situational, but Close Encounters of the Third Kind really, really freaked me out. A little background. At the time I was watching it, I was probably around 6 or 7, getting a perm in my living room. And I was trapped there because my mom was doing the perm, watching the movie. Couldn't escape, had to watch all of it, and it really freaked me out. So it could have been fumes, could have been the movie, but it was definitely terrifying. Cannot watch it to this day.
Wait a second. He's heading right for my windshield. The traffic is approaching head-on. Alter right and really moving. And right by us right now. That was really close.
Wow. Could have been the fumes, could have been the movie, could have been a combination.
Probably. I also lived in Nevada, which was like in the 90s was like the height of like UFO stuff. So it was also very spooked.
Wow.
So that is my horror film scare time.
All right.
Zone.
Thank you for sharing that. An unpredictable pick
do what
from
I can.
JCL. And you do a lot. And yeah, let's turn it over to
I
Steve
find
Gotcher.
Richard Dreyfuss to be pretty scary.
Yeah, yeah.
I gotta say.
And the mashed potatoes in the shape of, what is it? Devil's Tower?
Devil's Tower. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Steve. Your favorite?
Well, when I was a kid, around 10 years old, I lived in Los Angeles, and there was this Saturday afternoon show that featured old horror movies and science fiction movies called Strange Tales of Science Fiction. And so my cousins and I lived next door to each other, and we always got together at one or the other's house on Saturday and watched Strange Tales of Science Fiction. And one afternoon, they showed Invasion of the Body Snatchers. With Kevin McCarthy.
The original version, yes, not the Donald Sutherland remake. Right.
It was film noir, and I didn't know what film noir was. Didn't mean anything to me. But it was just kind of, was the kind of film that just sort of made you feel very uncomfortable. The way it was shot, the way it was, the way the dialogue went. But the final scene in the film, when Kevin's character, Miles Benelli, kisses Dana Winter, who is the character Becky, and he lifts up from her and realizes she's not who she was when he left her before, and then runs out of the cave and runs out to the freeway and is screaming,
"You're here already! You're next! You're next! You're next!"
I couldn't sleep that whole night. It was mm-hmm. terrible.
Yeah, that's a great film. Have you ever read the novel, Jack
I have
Finney?
Not.
The novel is great, too. Those are
I
both
will have
excellent
to do
choices.
Of course you read the novel.
Of course, yeah. Have
and you haven't seen the film.
No, I've seen the original, but I haven't seen the remake.
Doug.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, it's scariest. It's kind of obvious. I wish it wasn't so obvious, but I think I have to go with it because of the impact it had when I saw it. Was Alfred Hitchcock's 1960 classic Psycho.
She just goes a little mad sometimes. We all go a little mad sometimes.
Based on the novel by Robert Bloch, who, of course, is from Milwaukee. Our executive producer, showrunner, Adam Friedrich's hometown. And just because I've been a Hitchcock fan for years, and just the way, well, for one thing, it's one of the most iconic scores, the Bernard Herrmann score, just all strings in the famous shower scene. Sting. And just the audacity that Hitchcock had to kill off Janet Leigh's character, Marion Crane, at the end of the first act, about 47 minutes into the film. A fun fact about Psycho, of course, is that Ted Knight, from Caddyshack and the Mary Tyler Moore Show, Ted Baxter appears. He's the police officer that brings the blanket to Norman at the very end. The film still holds up in my humble
opinion.
Doesn't
he have the line, "Norman, we're waiting"?
No, he does.
Oh, wait, I'm getting my movies.
Yeah, and you think Gus Van Sant in that remake, that shot-for-shot remake in color with Vince Vaughn as Norman Bates?
No.
Bad idea.
No.
Okay, well, thank you, J. Carlisle Larson.
Thank you.
And thank you, Steve Gotcher.
You're welcome.
This has been a beta roundtable. No horror movies were harmed in the making of this segment. We'd like to know what the scariest horror movie you've ever seen is. Hit us up on Twitter at WPRBeta or send us an email, beta@WPR.org.
I know that one core important part of my identity is that I'm an artist, and that centers me in a way that nothing else has before.
Tope Fallaron tells us about his debut novel, A Particular Kind of Black Man. That's coming up on Beta on Wisconsin Public Radio.